Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. O roots of Jesus' stem, sign of God's love for all his people, come to save us without delay. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah of the priestly division of Abijah. His wife was from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Both were righteous in the eyes of God, observing all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blamelessly. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and both were once in age. Once when he was serving as priest in his division's turn before God, according to the practice of the priestly service, he was chosen by lot to enter the sanctuary of the Lord to burn incense. Then, when the whole assembly of the people was praying outside at the hour of incense offering, the angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right of the altar of incense. Zechariah was troubled by what he saw, and fear came upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, because your prayer has been heard. Your wife, Elizabeth, will bear you a son, and you will name him John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He will drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, turn the hearts of fathers toward children, and the disobedient, obedient to the understanding of the righteous, to prepare the people fit for the Lord." Then Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in age." And the angel said to him in reply, "I am Gabriel, who stand before God. I was sent to speak to you and to announce to you this good news. But now you will be speechless and unable to talk until the day these things take place, because you did not believe my word, which will be fulfilled at the proper time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and was amazed that he stayed so long in the sanctuary. But when he came out, he was unable to speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the sanctuary. It was gesturing to remain mute. Then, when his days of ministry were completed, he went home. After this time, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and she went into seclusion for 5 months, saying, "So has the Lord done for me at a time when he has seen fit to take away my disgrace before others." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia. 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 So the parents of John Baptist, also barren, with the help of God, Elizabeth was conceived. God works at times semi-miracle, but it all serves for the kingdom of God. Many times we're complaining that what we ask is not given, but just a good time to tell us importance to do the will of God. Zechariah listened to the word of the angels. He was got mute because in the beginning he didn't believe. Anyhow, God works through all these people. Salvation history is like this. You can see not all the people have strong faith, but importance to trust the Lord. Let us believe again in our daily life. God works through us to spread the good news to people. Let's pray for one another that today we start to live moment by moment the will of God the Father, to love, to forgive, and to serve without condition.